On this podcast, Jeff does not pull punches. He does not make comments that are safe. He tells the truth. He tells things like he sees them. He's very opinionated. You don't like his opinions? Tough. He says the things out loud you're probably already thinking. He's unfiltered, unspun, a little unhinged, but he offers a lot of common sense. This podcast could make you mad. This podcast could make you smile. Regardless, it will make you think. This is A World Gone Mad.
Hello, I'm your host, Jeff Allen Wolf, and thank you for joining me on A World Gone Mad, Season 1, Episode 10. We hit the big 10. In the listener's eyes, that may not sound like a lot, but a lot of people don't make it past a handful of episodes, so I'm happy to say we're at number 10. So for the people joining us for the first time, thank you. For those who've been with us from episode 1, thank you. And for you new people, let me explain a little bit. On the first part of the podcast, what I do is I talk about national, world news and politics and give my commentary on it. And this segment's called Odds and Ends. So let's get right to it. Actually, first, I wanted to give you my joke of the week, if I may, okay? So a chicken and a duck walk into a bar. And the bartender looks at the duck and says, all right, that's not the joke of the week. This is the joke of the week. Ready? My Pillow guy, Mr. Mike Lindell. Remember the My Pillow guy? The loon ball with all the conspiracies? He has proof to prove that Biden didn't win the election legitimately. Well, get this. My Pillow, the company, has been booted from a Minnesota warehouse after falling behind on months of rent payment in what appears to be a yet another public financial setback for the pillow company's election denier CEO, Mike Lindell. Now, this past Wednesday, a judge ordered MyPillow to formally vacate the facility in Shakopee, Minnesota, over $217,000 in back unpaid rent. The landlord, First Industrial LP, said it had sent MyPillow 4 default notices over the past 6 months. The eviction notice said MyPillow had not paid rent for February and March and wanted to be able to find a new tenant. So the joke of the week for me, Mr. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. Moving on to other lowlifes and loon balls. Wasn't that a punk group in the 70s? Lowlife and loon balls with their big hit, I'm a MAGA and I make crap up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to talk about the Rona McDaniel fiasco this past week. And for those of you who don't remember who she was, you should, but in case you don't, she was the former head of the RNC. She was forced out by Donald Trump. She's the one who wouldn't certify the Michigan election. And she called the election officials, even though Biden was ahead by thousands and thousands of votes, she said to them, don't certify. We will get you attorneys, okay? She also talks about that Biden didn't win the election fairly. She keeps pushing the theory it was illegitimate, etc. Okay, now that we've set the baseline premise. So she was hired by MSNBC, NBC Network, to be a paid political consultant. Well, that didn't go over too well with the actual journalists who were there. And they started showing some outrage. So after a day, if that, the network heads basically said, okay, she won't be on MSNBC, but she'll be on NBC. Well, that caused more outrage. It was started by Chuck Todd, who online, during his show, showed outrage and basically blasted the people who are his bosses. It continued on during the day with Morning Joe, and he basically said with his co-host on his show that she is banned from ever appearing on his show. Well, it went a little bit further. Rachel Maddow, the biggest star of that network, went eloquently into how there's no way this person who's so out there with these lunacy conspiracies should be on this network. And it just snowballed. On and on and on. Rachel, after her, was Nicole Wallace. So after this live eruption from all the major people who work at MSNBC, NBC, the network executives decided and huddled together, okay, she's fired. Yay, she's not going to work here anymore. Which she should have never been hired in the first place, okay? So she's gone. She's preparing a lawsuit to sue them. And now Rona is saying Biden did win fair and square, yada, yada, yada. Retracting her statement, too little, too late, Rona. Republicans, fiasco after fiasco. You guys just look bad to the world. You really look confused, lost, no grounding at all for your party. And I will get my Republican listeners, I know, they're going to be writing to me or texting me and saying, but what about fill in the blank? So-and-so who did the same thing, and what about the people who did this versus Rona? And guys, I say focus, 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 stay on point. Squirrel, squirrel. We're talking about Rona McDaniel, not talking about other people. So more loon balls and lowlifes in the news. And you listening, how did you feel when you read about Rona McDaniel was being hired? What was your reaction to it? In other news, Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in federal prison for defrauding customers and investors in his failed crypto exchange, FTX, a Manhattan court ruled this past week. Before announcing the sentence, Judge Lewis Kaplan said there was a risk that this man will be in a position to do something very bad in the future, and it's not a trivial risk. So what a novel idea, right, everyone? You're accused of a crime or wrongdoing. They find you guilty. They sentence you. Wow, someone's not above the law. Hint, 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 Republicans and Donald. That is actually getting what they deserve. Actually, half of what the prosecutors recommended. They recommended up to 50 years for him. Can we apply that elsewhere to people who think they're above the law? Hint, wouldn't that be nice to get back to a justice system in this country that doles out justice correctly with the correct sentences? How do you feel about this? Are you sick and tired of people being above the law and not being held accountable? Let me know. Here's another fun story that I'm not going to go into detail on, but just give you the overview. Speaker Mike Johnson informed Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer that the House will send the impeachment articles against Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate on April 10th. According to a letter obtained by CNN, the next step is having an impeachment trial in the upper chamber. Now, just to backtrack a bit, House Republicans impeached Mayorkas last month after failing to do so on their first try. That was a stunning loss that came about after GOP defections and absence sank the initial floor vote. So basically, they're trying to hold him and Joe Biden accountable and his departments and agencies over immigration and border security policies. The Democratic-controlled Senate is not expected to convict Mayorkas, and senators could move to quickly dismiss the impeachment. Now, in his letter, Johnson said Mayorkas has committed high crimes and misdemeanors for his handling of the southern border, even though several constitutional experts have said the evidence does not reach that high bar. Oh, people, listeners of this podcast, isn't this ridiculous? Tit for tat from the Republicans, making junk up, trying to push the envelope because they're getting embarrassed on their end. So they have to do something that doesn't even come close to grounds for an impeachment. It's sad. In the Georgia election case with Fannie Willis and Donald Trump and the judge, they're still waiting for ruling from the judge to finish up, to move ahead, hopefully, with the actual trial. Hopefully we'll hear something this week. Finally, it just stays in limbo. It is like quicksand going in slow motion on some of these trials with Donald. And finally, in the odds and ends segment I have here, speaking of trials, Slippery Donald, that's right, more slippery than a seal soaked with Crisco cooking oil. He was told last week, Remember his civil fraud case where he had to pay $464 million and it was due on a Monday? Well, the appeals court below, the main court, said he gets an extra 10 days and he only has to pay a bond of $175 million. That's what the lower appeals court ruled. Holy crap. Seriously? We keep extending courtesies to this guy. I just don't get it. Do you? Does this piss you off as much as it pisses me off? Let me know. I'm going to take a short break. And when I come back, my commentary on Donald and Bibles and clergy. Oh, my. Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to a World Gone Mad podcast. This is my 10th episode in the podcast world. That's a milestone a little bit. A lot of people don't make it past the first two episodes, three episodes. There's a lot of podcasts out there that have hundreds of episodes. So I'm proud that I'm still going strong. Here's what I need for this episode. If you could help me out, an email. I'm going to ask you for the request, and for the 10th episode, when I tell you the request afterwards, pause the podcast, send me an email, please, okay? I need to hear from you. My marketing people tell me that a lot of people are listening from all over the United States and all over the world. But I personally get very little feedback other than stats on a chart. So if you would do me the favor kindly, if you are enjoying this podcast, if you have enjoyed this podcast, send me an email to aworldgonemadpodcast@gmail.com. aworldgonemadpodcast@gmail.com. Your first name, your age, where you're listening to this podcast from, how, Spotify, Apple, etc., and any comments you have. I'd like to take this and put it on my studio wall to the left of me and get two or three people from each state in the United States and each country. So if you could help me with that and participate, pause the podcast now. Write me a quick email with those things. Please help me celebrate the 10th episode, okay? I truly am looking forward to hearing from you to get a sense of the audience so I know how to grow and build my podcast. Thank you so much. Let me get you back to the show. Welcome, 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 everyone. That's right. Step right up, step right up. Move closer, move closer. You in the front. Don't crowd. There is room for everyone. Hi, I'm Donald, and I'm here to sell you something that's very important for you, your loved ones, and to save your soul. My special Bible. That's right. I want to make America pray again. Everyone join hands. Sing with me. This country can pray again because of something that you don't have in your house, really. A Bible. That's right, a Bible. And for only $59.99, that's right, $59.99, you get this Bible that was touched by God. Okay, well, the closest thing to it, in my opinion, and will save your soul. Will keep you from the gays and the lesbians and the transgenders and the black people and the Jewish people, because we should be a nation that cares about everyone. We should be everyone inclusive to us, of course, Christianity, white people, and everyone outside that, you know, keep them away. But you in the front, you should get two. One for your sister over in the other town. That's right. I, Donald, have given you a special gift for you. This wonderful Bible for only $59.99, not $60. You could keep that extra penny to buy a little Billy a stick of licorice. Hello, I'm your host, Jeff Allen Wolf. That's right, Donnie Boy, Mr. Snake Oil Salesman himself. Slippery than a goose going through the oven door, is selling America a Bible. Do you believe it's a Bible? And why some Christians are angry about Trump's God Bless the USA Bible? Wow. Now let me be clear. I am not putting down Bibles. I'm not putting down God. I'm not putting down Christianity. I am talking about Donnie's abuse of all of those things, okay? So don't send me emails going, oh, what are you doing? Well, send me an email. It'd be nice to hear from somebody for a change. But no, I'm talking about Donald selling more stuff to raise money because he's a con artist. And you people, not the listeners, but the Republicans out there, the MAGA supporters, believe this. What is it going to be next? Donald Trump socks? Let's pull America up from the transgressions of the Democrats. Anyway, former President Donald Trump is selling a patriotic copy of the Christian Bible themed to Lee Greenwood's famous song, God Bless the USA. Now, happy Holy Week, Trump announced on social media this past Tuesday during the most solemn period of the Christian calendar, the last week of the Lenten season, marking the suffering and death of Jesus. As we lead into Good Friday and Easter, I encourage you to get a copy of the God Bless the USA Bible, Trump said. It's $59.99. Get this out. It's a good value because it was first published in 2021. It features an American flag, the words God Bless the USA printed on the cover inside. It also has the words to God Bless the USA and the text of the Declaration of Independence, the Pledge of Allegiance, and other historic American documents. And promotional material for the Bible shows the former president alongside country singer Lee Greenwood. But wait, if you order in the next 24 hours, we'll also include a map of all the places in the United States and the world where Donald told a lie. It's just a big map of a lot of red painted over because that's how many freaking lies he's told. Now, responses to Trump's social media announcement called the endorsement sacrilege, heresy, and borderline offensive, and cite lessons directly from the Bible that suggest taking advantage of people's faith for money should be condemned. It is a bankrupt Christianity that sees a demagogue co-opting our faith and even our holy scriptures for the sake of his own pursuit of power and praise him for it rather than insist that we refuse to allow our sacred faith and scriptures to become a mouthpiece for an empire, said Reverend Benjamin Kremer on X. The clergy are turning on Donald. Thank God somebody is. I'm going to take a break. The thick plottins. I'll be right back. So if you have any reactions to our previous two segments, the general news and the commentary, this is the way to reach me, to give me your opinions, comments, and feedback. What did I get right? What didn't I get right? A World Gone Mad Podcast, aworldgonemadpodcast@gmail.com, or our toll-free 24-hour-day, 7-day-a-week voice message system. It's easy. 833-399-9653, 833-399-9653. Give me some feedback. A lot of Facebook groups out there apparently listening, and a lot of other social media groups, but don't know what groups you're from because I haven't heard from you. So say hello, introduce yourself. Don't forget to hit subscribe to keep up with the show. And let me know if you come across any unusual news events that you want me to talk about. And now, right back to the show. And here's my uplifting story for this week. So, Britain's oldest worker says he still has no plans to retire at the grand age of 96 years old. After a career spanning 8 decades. Bill Parton is still clocking in 5 days a week at the sawmill, and it's a business he founded himself 42 years ago. He has no plans to quit working. You've got to keep your mind moving. The trick is to not stop. You can't sit back. You've got to keep doing something. The great-granddad began working at age 14 as a plumber's apprentice in 1942, during the World War II, before going on to forge the successful family-run company. Mr. Parton now mainly helps in the office, but is no stranger to getting his hands dirty and fixing tools, if required, on the factory floor. He still works 40 hours a week, having only missed his sixth day 12 months ago. Even more admirable, he has never missed a week's work in his life. "You know, I've never missed a week's work in my life," Bill says. "I did have a hip operation that laid me off for a couple of days, though." Three of his grandchildren are now at the helm of Hale's Sawmill in Shropshire, England. But that hasn't stopped the sprightly senior from continuing to keep his mind active, he says, inside the firm he built from scratch in 1982. "I used to be the gaffer. Now I'm really the gopher." "You've got to let the kids have a go," Parton quipped. "My son and the grandchildren are running it quite efficiently. It's wonderful to see it pass through to the third generation." Bill normally comes in around 9 a.m., leaves at 5 p.m., often walks around to see what the machines are doing. "I don't do as much these days, but I'm always on hand if they need me. I can tell if something's wrong with a machine, even from a squeak. I can hear it above all the noise." The sawmill began with just two employees, but now has a staff of more than 60, spanning across two sites. His stellar work ethic has sustained him since leaving school as a teen, despite not being able to read or write, but admits you have to be lucky in a way. He also credits his late wife, Joan, and their 60-year marriage. "She was the real boss. She had the brains, always knew what we were doing. She built us as a great name. It's easy to get a bad name. It's hard to get a good one and keep it for all these years." Mr. Bill Parton, 96 years old, still going strong, and no plans at all to retire. Mr. Parton, a tip of my hat to you, sir. We should all hope to be as active as you are at this stage in your life when we get older. That's my uplifting story for this week. And now, for some important words. I appreciate you being here. New listeners, old listeners, thank you so much. Your support is what keeps this show going. And again, if you could do me a favor, can you drop me an email, a quick one? You have two ways to reach me: aworldgonemadpodcast@gmail.com, toll-free number 833-399-9653. I would love to hear from you. Help me celebrate my 10th episode, that mini milestone, by sending me an email, okay? Where you're listening from, how, who, what, age, etc., okay? We will be back again next week with more mad, crazy news. We try to keep you informed on what's going on. Any details you want to read about the news, don't forget, go on to your favorite news site. I just give you an overview with some commentary, give you an uplifting story at the end of the day. So hopefully you are enjoying. Spread the word. Oh, and don't forget, hit subscribe. It's free on the app you're listening from. Follow or subscribe, same thing. It lets you know when the next episode is going online. That way I don't have to post links everywhere. Okay? This is A World Gone Mad. I'm your host, Jeff Allen Wolf. Until next week, stay hopeful.